Blog
Talk Radio.
Dr. Louisa here. Today, November the 30th, talking about domestic violence. We are so happy that you are able to tune in with us on today. On last week's episode, we talked about recognizing domestic violence, abusive relationships, symptoms of abusive relationships, and to know that domestic violence does not discriminate. There is no race, no sexual identity, no gender whatsoever that makes it impossible for someone emotional and economic or financial. Domestic violence is very serious. And if you're listening today, we'd like you to grab a pencil or pen and paper that you may write down information. We'd like to first give the national hotline for domestic violence. That number is 00-799-7233. The number is 800-799-7233. The TTY number is 800-787-3224. Again, the TTY number is 800-787-3224. And throughout our 15-minute show today, we will repeat the phone numbers just in case you did not have anything handy to write with or to record with while we were speaking. So, what is domestic violence or domestic abuse? It is one individual using power and control over another. Violence is one individual using power or control over another. Now, today, our objectives are things that we want to talk about are recognizing domestic violence, kinds of domestic violence, and statistics for domestic violence. Recognizing domestic violence. How does one recognize domestic violence? Here are some behaviors that people that are victims of domestic violence may experience. Being frightened, intimidated, terrorized, hurt, humiliated, being blamed, injured, or wounded. Now, domestic violence, physical abuse, emotional or verbal abuse, financial abuse, sexual abuse. These are all ways that an individual may experience domestic violence, whether it's physical, sexual, emotional, or verbal. One feels frightened when they're around the person that's abusing them. Intimidation is used to make you feel as though you're being intimidated. You can be terrorized, hurt, humiliated, blamed for things that you didn't even do, injured or wounded. physical abuse can be the form of choking or being beaten. Emotional abuse is when you are made to feel degraded, embarrassed, put down for your accomplishments. You feel as though you cannot make decisions. You feel as though you have no way out of your situation. Being abused is nothing to be ashamed of, but it is something to acknowledge that is happening to you. Again, our national hotline number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. The TTY number is 800-787-324. TTY number 800-787-3224. So there's also violence against children, violence against parents, and violence against the elderly. Abusers use violence, intimidation, degradation, and isolation to deprive victims of their respect, their dignity. This is what they do. 1976, 30% of all female murdered victims are killed by intimate partners. It is stated that 1 in 3 women report physical sexual abuse. In 2020, 3.23% of women and 13.9% of men experience physical violence by intimate partners, and this will happen in a lifetime. That's the statistic that's come out for 2020. 6A, 3 in 10 women or 1 in 4 women will experience physical domestic violence. 1 in 10 men and 1 in 9 men will experience physical domestic violence. Physical violence. So, if you are feeling intimidated, if you are feeling terrorized, hurt, if you are feeling as though you have lost your self-esteem, your self-worth, you find yourself being depressed, consider calling the national line number for domestic violence. The number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. The TTY number is 800-787-3224. The TTY number is 800-787-3224. Anyone can be a victim of domestic violence or domestic abuse, regardless of age, race, gender, sexual orientation, faith, or class, whether you're upper class, lower class, middle class, it doesn't matter. There is no barrier for an abuser to abuse someone domestically. Why am I having this discussion? Why this topic, domestic violence? Because it was a number of years before I realized I was being emotionally or verbally abused domestically. I lost my self-esteem. I didn't stay depressed, didn't have any self-esteem about myself. It killed my spirit, the person whom I was. And I just wanted to share that because I could gather someone saying, why is she talking about domestic violence? Sure, I was not hit physically, but the emotional and verbal abuse stays with you. Wounds heal, but remain. If you feel that you are in a physical abusive relationship where someone is hitting you, sure, there is, I think it's called the power wheel. There is a cycle that abusers go through. Abuse you, then there's a honeymoon phase, and it goes all the way around. May take a couple of weeks, may take a couple of days, but it starts all over again. You need to call the National Hotline for Domestic Violence, 800-799-7233. We would like to do with this show is take our time to really talk about domestic violence, even include more information. There are 20 people per minute in this country that are physically abused. And on any typical day, 19,000 calls are received by the National Hotline. 800-799-7233. I hope I have helped someone on today with domestic violence. Dr. Louisa, signing off for today. See you next Tuesday, same time, same place. Have a good day. For granted, domestic violence, domestic abuse is real. Have a great day.